Continuing our chat here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, it's the Locker Room Chats here with Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. This Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Well, the Onega Buffaloes again started the season 1-0, unfortunately took their first loss of the season last Friday against the Valley Heights Mustangs, losing 28-8. I know that game halfway into the second quarter was 8-7. Your team was ahead there off a touchdown pass from Ryder Coulterman to Josh Daniels. Kind of walk me through that game last Friday.
Well, I think I told you last week, I thought in order for us to compete in that game, we need to come out, play hard, and maybe even get some breaks. And I thought both of those things happened. The kids played hard. Second play of the game, they had a turnover. We recovered. And I thought that gave us a great opportunity. Unfortunately, we didn't quite capitalize on our drive. We had a snap over our head, and we lost 18 yards. It kind of took that momentum away. But we got that turnover we were looking for right from the start. And we were playing hard, just kind of had a bad snap there. And they got the ball back. And we continued to tackle and play good defense. And then they broke like an 80-yard run. And we were real close, just one tack away for maybe causing a three and out or a four and out. But no, we got the ball back and drove down the field, got a couple first downs, and had a fumble, and they recovered it. But we turned around and they went four and out. They caused them to turn it over on down, and we took the ball back and moved it down the field. Thought we did a good job executing what we were trying to do. Scored halfway through the second quarter, and then we took the lead on the 2-point conversion. So I really liked where we were at that point, you know, almost a halftime with a lead on a really good Valley Heights team, and kind of stayed fired up. We were tackling well, flying around, and then we got them on a third and long, and they converted a really good play and took them down down by the goal line, and they end up scoring. But got to halftime down 14-8 with the ball the second half, and I really liked where we were at. I like the attitude and the effort of the kids. And the third quarter, we turned it over on downs, and then we stopped them, forced a punt, got the ball back, and we were moving the ball again and just had a couple opportunities slip, and we were just real close there. And then they kind of had a long run there in the third quarter, and then again in the fourth quarter towards the end of the game, we just gave up too many big plays, but not to fault the effort. I was very proud of the way the kids, they played hard the whole game. We had some injuries to some seniors early on, and I thought some younger guys stepped up, and I'm not into moral victories because that was not a moral victory, but I was proud of the effort, proud of the way they handled themselves. We competed, and something that really stuck out to me is we had more first downs than they did. We had more drives than they did, but that doesn't really matter. It's a score at the end, and they made big plays when they needed them, and ultimately came away with the victory.
Well, there you mentioned some offensive stats there again, getting more first downs than the opponent, but also Ryder Coulterman threw for 111 yards, also rushed for another 84. You mentioned some injuries early on in that game. Josh Daniels, one of your leading running backs in that backfield, right after that touchdown, he got hurt. Is expected to play this Friday, so he should be able to bounce right back, get into this offense. But again, you mentioned some younger guys had to step up. How do you feel like that kind of changed that trajectory of that game?
Well, we definitely became more one-dimensional. Josh is our leading rusher the first game, and he's had a kind of a nagging MCL injury, and it caused him to miss all the second half and part of the second quarter. And we need him and Gavin. We need to get more carries from them, and we need to get more production from them. And that's the goal this week, get Josh the ball more. And Ryder can't do all the rushing, and he was kind of end up getting most of our yards. So we need to spread that out more this week. We're working on that. You know, we lost another lineman. We've lost a lot of linemen this year, but we had a freshman come in and step up and go against a really good offense and defensive line in Valley Heights.
This Onega chat continues here on KMZA. In segment number two, we'll talk about Onega's week three opponent, the Centralia Panthers, which will also be our game of the week here on KMZA. Continuing on here to segment number two here on the MSU Sports Radio Network of our locker room chats here with the Onega's Luke Baxter. Again, these Onega locker room chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Well, we move on now to week three. It's our KMZ 92.1 game of the week. It's the Centralia Panthers going on the road to take on the Onega Buffaloes against Centralia, a team that is now 1-1 on the season, similar here to your team. However, Centralia, they played a very tough opponent that comes out of the Class 2 of Missouri last Friday. They lost by a final score of 49-13. They had just a little over 100 yards of total offense on that game, just scoring two touchdowns. Luke Baxter, how do you expect your team to respond here this week, bouncing back?
Well, we've had some good practices this week. Kids are flying around and they're motivated and they're looking forward to playing Centralia. We know that it's all tough playing a program like Centralia. They're really good year in, year out. They're just well coached. Kids play tough, hard-nosed football. We know we have our work cut out for us, but the kids are excited to go play at home. I think we'll be okay on Friday night. We're just going to have to, kind of like last week, we know we're going to get punched in the mouth, and it's how we respond. And last week, I thought we answered the challenge of fighting back and not giving up when things weren't going our way, and that's going to be kind of the key to this week, too. But it's no easy task. They got a good line. They got really good defense year in, year out. They got some talented back. Like I said, they're well coached, and they're just a really, really good football team. We'll just have to go out and give it our best and do what we can do.
Well, I know that, I mean, this TVL play kind of comes at you real fast. I mean, you play all three of your Twin Valley League opponents right at the beginning of the season, Dauphin West, Valley Heights, now here Centralia. Again, a very tough league to battle in. Again, up to this point, how do you feel like your team has done, and you know, how do you feel like this note can kind of end off on this Friday?
Well, one thing about this league, you already know this, it's really good. And Valley Heights made it to the state semifinals last year in the West, lost to the state champion, brought almost their entire offensive line back. And this is another physical, really good team. Well, Dauphin West, much improved team, a lot of talent, a lot of size. That was a good win for us to beat that team. And then Centralia, I mean, you're talking about a team that went to the state championship last year. So when you talk about our league, you know, two of the four teams last year made it to the state championship chip game or made it to the state semifinals. I mean, both these teams lost to the state champion in the playoffs. So that says a lot about our league and how good the talent is and the coaches. And, but no, I mean, if you're talking about us, I feel like, you know, since the beginning of the Dauphin West week, we've really gotten better each week. Don't know yet about this week. We'll see after practice tonight, but I feel like we're progressing. The effort and the attitude's been there every night, and that's how you get better. And we're going to have to be better. We're going to have to be better this week than we were last, to compete with a team like Centralia. So we just got to keep getting better every day and give it our best.
Well, real quick, hitting one last note. How are you going to contain the Centralia offense led by Quentin Aldifer? Last year was Jacob Fuente. Now this year it's their junior, Quentin Aldifer. He was pretty well contained last week against the Dragons. How are you going to do it this week?
Well, that was a really good, bigger school they played. I don't know how big their size of their school, but I know it's a lot bigger than us or Centralia. So that they may contain him, but this will be a little different this week. He's a heck of a player. So tough, so talented, just a good, hardworking kid, smart, and he's just a player. He's just a tough player, and you do have to stop. And they have other things you got to stop, but he's a really good player. If we can contain him some, we're not going to be able to fully do it, but if we contain him some, that would be a positive for us. But it's a challenge, and the kids know it's a challenge, and we just got to do our best to stop, to try to contain him and try to limit their big plays, because they're very capable of making big plays a lot. They multiple weapons, multiple spots they can attack, and that's kind of our goal, is just contain their big plays. And when you contain their big plays, you're going to try to contain his big plays. Like I said, he's a tremendous football player.
Here with Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes again. Luke, thank you as always for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you Friday.
As he just mentioned, we will see everyone here on Friday. Again, it is the Centralia Panthers taking on the Onega Buffaloes. Onega has that game at home. And the game also on KMZ 892.1, our game of the week. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:30 p.m.